In elephant news, we've got something good to report about one large elephant family in Tanzania that recently got a little bit larger with a new set of twins. Now, twin elephants are rare, but twin elephants born to a 57-year-old matriarch, that's one for the record books. The middle-aged mama is a matriarch named Eloise, and here to tell us her story and that of her now 8-month-old twins named Emma and Elon Tusk is Vicky Croak. I can hear you giggling in the background. Our guide to the animal world. Vicky, how big a deal is this double birth?
Hey, Lisa. Pretty significant. Experts say that only about 1% of elephant conceptions result in twins. And you add in the fact that Eloise, the mother, is 57 years old. Past the age of 50, elephants can still conceive, but reproduction generally has started slowing down from the age of 50 on.
But not so much for Eloise.
Right. Eloise is the oldest known elephant to give birth to twins. Considering how much sad news we hear about elephant populations in general, this is a really heartening event. And I talked to Dr. Charles Foley. He's with the Wildlife Conservation Society. And he's been following this group and this population of elephants in Tarangire National Park in northern Tanzania for 25 years. These twins were born back in August, and he gave us the latest status report on them.
Fortunately, this year, we had some good early rains leading to lots of green grass. And the last time we saw the twins, which was approximately 2 weeks ago, they were looking well padded and in very good health. So we think that they are going to survive.
Now, that's a ringing endorsement from a scientist.
So was he worried about whether they would actually make it?
Dr. Foley told me that the first time he saw the twins, when they were about 3 months old, they looked emaciated and lethargic, and he just wasn't at all sure they were going to make it. It's tough for a mother elephant to feed two fast-growing babies. Among elephant twins, mortality rates are higher, and things can even be tougher when a twin is a male. As Foley explained, males have higher growth rates and greater milk demands, and that can lead to competition between the twins. The males can even bully their sisters over access. Yet in these circumstances, it's the male twin who's less likely to survive.
So how did, and there's a male and a female here, how did Elon and Emma go from emaciated to, as the doctor said, well padded?
They've been able to put on a couple of 100 pounds each, and that's because they had several lucky cards in their deck. For one thing, Eloise is the matriarch. Older elephants are often wiser elephants. She's big, and as Charles says, Eloise has no qualms about throwing her weight around to claim a place at waterholes or fruiting trees. Then those early rains brought green grass to eat. The twins are nursing, which baby elephants continue to do for 3 to 5 years, but they're already starting to feed themselves grass. The great thing is that Elon, the boy, has shown no aggression toward his sister.
What a good boy. So how safe are the elephants for the long term then?
Elephant populations in Africa have been devastated by poaching, reduced by about 30% in just 1 7-year period from 2007 to 2014. But Tarangire National Park itself, Foley says, is one of the safest parks for elephants in Africa. It's relatively small, has good security, strong presence of park rangers, and is popular with tourists, which help keep down poaching in the ecosystem. In an important census that took place in 2014, Foley points out that Tarangire was found to be one of the few parks in Africa where the elephant population had increased by more than 5% over a 5-year period. So high hopes.
Excellent. Vicky Croak, author, journalist, primate, and host of the blog WBUR's The Wildlife. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.